AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Supporters of the Greek government are rallying in Athens' main square after giving a resounding no to continued austerity in exchange for rescue loans. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had urged citizens to vote no in today's bailout referendum, but now the country risks exiting the eurozone. AP Deputy Business Editor Carlo Piovano has more on that.
It's never been done before. No country has ever left the euro, and no country has ever left the currency, the size and complexity of the euro. So there's a lot of uncertainty over that, but there's been a lot of progress in Europe to try and keep markets and other economies to avoid a domino effect, so to speak.
Prime Minister Tsipras believes the no vote will strengthen his hand to negotiate a better deal for his country. Eurozone finance ministers doubt that. The region's 19 finance ministers will discuss the outcome of the Greek referendum Tuesday, the same day a summit of the Eurozone leaders will be held. Secretary of State John Kerry says negotiations with Iran could go either way, cutting off any potential path for an Iranian nuclear bomb or ending without agreement. It's the ninth day of talks in Vienna. He says hard choices must be made for a deal to be reached by Tuesday's deadline. Pope Francis has arrived in Ecuador for the first leg of a swing through several of Latin America's poorest countries. He'll be in the region for 9 days and will visit Bolivia and Paraguay as well. What a start to the Women's World Cup final. The U.S. scored 2 goals on Japan in the first 3 minutes of play, then shortly after that, another 2. Going into the game, midfielder Carly Lloyd said she was feeling ready.
I think we have really good momentum. I think we also have really good confidence within our group. But I also think that we need to raise our game as well. This is the final. This is where you put everything on the line.
These women definitely have their energy up. Score is 4-1. This is AP Radio. Mixed reaction from the GOP presidential field to those controversial comments by Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's comments about Mexican immigrants when he announced for the presidency last month.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Launched a firestorm in political circles. GOP candidates are looking for ways to either embrace the comments or distance themselves from them. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry on ABC.
I've said very clearly that Donald Trump does not represent the Republican Party.
Former Senator Rick Santorum on CBS.
People who are coming illegally obviously are coming with a bad intent.
This weekend, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush said he was personally offended by the comments. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Britain's Princess Charlotte was christened today, and she made a rare public appearance. 10-year-old Gracie Milner caught a glimpse.
I saw Kate and William and the little boy and baby Charlotte.
Charlotte is 9 weeks old. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.